Kodesh, negative Bach. Not negative Shabbos and Chuvah Sabbath. Now, last time, so we saw that while Teisves here does not give it Teretz, so Teisves in Nideh does give it Teretz. What's Teisves Teretz? In Nideh, he says that the reason is to Ayba Mikveh. So we don't rely on the Cheska Shalim of the Mikveh. Because of Tartel Reyeseh, and here we rely on the Cheska Shalim of the Greece, of the Nega, in spite of the Tartel Reyeseh, because by Mikveh it's Chasoy Vasoy, Chosa Vasoy. So it's a gradual process. Mashim came by Nega, so then in 1 minute it can become a Chosa. It can become a Chosa. So Memele, by Nega, so we don't apply the Aloche of Tartel Reyeseh. So we rely on the status quo of the Nega. So just as a few minutes before the king closed the house, it had the side of the Greece. So Memele, we say that status quo continued. But now it's less than a Greece. So the last minute, only now it changed, it became diminished. Because after all, the diminution takes place in 1 split second. Mashiach came by Mikveh. We cannot say that this transition from 80 saw to 20 saw took place only today, the last minute. That's impossible. So it has taken place over a certain time. It's a gradual process. So Mimele, we cannot rely on the Cheska Sholim of the Mikveh. But by Greece, we can rely on the Cheska Sholim of the Nega. Because it's not a gradual process. This is the teretz that Teisves gives Nidin. Teisves here does not give any teretz. Apparently, Teisves here did not consider this as a good teretz. Why didn't Teisves consider this as a good teretz? So the answer could be two things. First of all, Teisves dafyu lam dalev, saki yisroye veim yisroye. So Teisves says the kashe against Rav Chisde. Why does Rav Chisde say by Hashichi Bisaki Vinitzo Pkumo? So even if it was not Shiva Boatom Iskolayei, so we are telling the hoke. So over there too. So he says why does Rav Chisde say that? So we should say Tartel Reyeseh. Because by Sakin too, we have Tartel Reyeseh. The Sakin is Becheskas Boduk. This is the Cheskas Aguf of the Sakin. Was a Boduk. But as against, so from the point of view of the Cheskas Aguf of the Sakin, we should say that the Shrita is okay. But now it's a pogrom, so it became a pogrom the last minute. This is Be'etzem Afrekes, the last minute it became a pogrom. Is this what Rav Chisde says? But it's Tartel Reyeseh, it's against the Cheska Sholeim, the Cheska Saguf of the Sakin. We have two Reyeses. One Reyeseh, it's pogrom lefanecho, just as over there, the Mikvah Hasir lefaneinu. Here it's pogrom lefanecho, and then we have Behima Bechayeo Bechetkas Yisarim Eres. Two Reyeses. That's Teisves Kashi. So Teisves gives three Torutzim. V'yesh lima v'sham v'osam nikelemim achosa v'asoi. V'oid ish lima, the hoche taimim mishim detzem vada peyim. And the third Teretz is because there is a Svek Sveke. So we could say that the reason as to why Teisves here does not give the same Teretz as Teisves in Nideh, because after all, the Teretz in Nideh is because Chosav Asoy, we only rely on Tartel Reyeseh. The Tartel Reyeseh prevail over the Cheska Sholim of the Mikveh only if it's a gradual process, but not if it is something that takes place instantaneously. So that's the Teretz, the first Teretz in Teisves, Daf Yud Lamed Aleph. But Teisves gives Daf Yud Lamed Aleph to other Torutzim, so the other Torutzim apparently hold that it doesn't make any difference whether it's a gradual process or an instantaneous thing. So that's the reason as to why Teisves here does not give the same Teretz that Teisves gives Nideh, because the Teretz that Teisves gives Nideh is in line with Teisves' first Teretz and Daf Yud Lamed Aleph. But that's a Deichak, because after all, Teisves did mention it here, Daf Yud Lamed Aleph, that Teretz. So why couldn't Teisves give the same Teretz here, Daf Yud Lamed Beis? If it was all right for Teisves to mention The same Teretz, Dafyud Amud Aleph, why shouldn't Teisus mention it? In Dafyud Amud Beis, what did Teisus change his mind from the Amud Aleph to Amud Beis? And so we have to say that the reason as to why Teisus does not give this Teretz, which is mamish in line with the first Teretz in Dafyud Amud Aleph, because in Dafyud Amud Aleph, when Teisus mentioned the three Terutzim, so the kasha was directed against Rav Chisda. Because Rav Chisda is the one who says, in the case of Sa'ashich and Misakim, Vinim Tzizgumo. So, even without Chiba Baratom is Klayei, so we are still Tehillim Hakel. So the question arose against Rav Chisda, why shouldn't we say Tatel Reyesay? As against the Cheska Sholei, the Cheskas Boduk of the Sakim. So we have two Reyesays. So Teitzves gives three Terutzim. So even the first Teretz in Teitzves, Dafyud Amud Aleph. So that's only a limit of Rav Chisda. But Teitzves can't say it a limit of Ravune. Because if Ravune had agreed with the longness of Rav Chisda, so then the question would arise, why does Ravune say in the case of Hashem Yisakim v'nimtzes Gumo, so afilu shibe v'atzom eskola yei mitzosya. But why? Why is Shiva Atomas Vayim? So apparently Ravune holds that even in that case we apply the concept of Tartel Reyesi. So only Alibid Rav Chisda, Teisve says, that we do not apply the concept of Tartel Reyesi if it's an instantaneous thing. We only apply the concept of Tartel Reyesi when it's a gradual process, not when it's an instantaneous thing. But that's Rav Chisda Shita, but Ravune is Chileik because Ravune holds we apply the concept of Tartel Reyesi even when it's not a gradual thing, but an instantaneous thing. So Mimele, the Kashe, so Teisves could not give this Teretz that Teisves gives in Miseches Nide. That the reason as to why we don't apply the principle of Tartel Reyesek in the case of Ibayis, where the Kayan inspected it and saw that it had the size of a grease, and then Lachashivo, so the Kayan saw that it was Hosea. So even in such a case, we say that everyone that entered that house is Tomei, and we don't apply the concept of Tartel Reyesa Likule, because it's an instantaneous thing, because only Alibi de Rav Chisda, we don't rely on Tartel Reyesa when it's an instantaneous thing. But Alibi the Ravune, we do rely on Tartel Reyes a principle. Even if it's not a gradual process, but an instantaneous thing. And as a matter of fact, if it's in the case where it's not Shiva Batsomis Kalayein, and the question is, in what was it Nivgam? Should we be Taylor in the Eobis Ashvite, or should we be Taylor in the Etzim Afrekes? So then we pass like Ravune. Not like Rav Chisda, we only pass like Rav Chisda in regard to the case where Chiba Ba'atzom is Klayei. So then there is Raglaim Lidovo, that it became pogrom to the Atzomis. But where it's not Chiba Ba'atzom is Klayei, then we pass like Ravune. So the Meila Teisus couldn't give that Teretz, because we don't pass like Rav Chisda in the case where it's not Chiba Ba'atzom is Klayei. So why not like Rav Chisda? Because of Tartel Reyesi. Even though it's an instantaneous thing. That's the reason as to why there's the reason as why Teisves didn't mention here the Teretz that he mentions in Nide. So now we have to understand, so why does Teisves in Nide mention the Teretz? So that could only be a Teretz Alibi Rav Chisda, but it will not be a Teretz Alibi Ravune. And we only pass like Rav Chisda in the case of Shiva Batzavis Klayei, but if it's not Shiva Batzavis Klayei, we don't pass like Rav Chisda. Not like Rav. So we have to distinguish between the case of Nega and the case of Asheche Bisakon Vinimtzis Gumo. In other words, you see, in the case of Nega, so what do we see? I mean, five minutes before the client could close the door, so he made sure that the Nega was the head size of the place. Now, La'achashivo, it's chaser on the funny. Now, the question is, when did it become diminished? Did it become diminished immediately after he made the inspection, before he even had an opportunity to close the door of the house, or it became diminished only now. It became diminished only now. So over there, even a limit of a prison takes this in neither holds. Even a limit of a prison, even a prison, they will agree that in that case we rely on the cheskes aguf of the nega that it had, that it was a sholem, the cheskes aguf, in spite of the fact that there is tatal reyese. In spite of the fact that tatal reyese, because after all, true there is tatal reyese, but this diminution took place in 1 second. The diminution from a gris to a mashu less than a gris took place in 1 split second. So why should we say, so we can say that this diminution that had to take place in 1 split second, so it took place only now it took place. Today it took place. Mashe. But there is no circumstance in the case of Nega, there is no circumstance to which it could be attributed, before, with any reason. Mashein came in the case of Hashechet, Nisaki, Vinintzis Gumo, Hashechet, Nisaki, Vinintzis Gumo. So over there, yes. So in that case, so there is, now the question is, now we find that the sakin is a sakin problem. And it's loishino batzavas fayeh. So you could not say, in the case of nega, so that split second could have been any split second in the whole interval that intervened between the closing of the door, between the determination that there was a nega in the size of a grease, and now when it's chasei olifaneinu, any second within that week could have been the split second when the diminution took place. So mele we rely on chazoke. There is no reason as to why we should pick out certain seconds within that interval of 7 days. Any split second, it could have taken place in any split second. So since there are no special moments when the diminution should have taken place as against other moments within that period, so mele we say that the diminution took place the last moment, just a minute before the Kohen took another look at the Nega and saw that it was chaser. The nega was chaser. Mashein came in the case of Hashechet Bisakim Nimtzis Gumo. So before the Shechite, it was Isakim Sholem, Isakim Misukum, Ibotim. Now it's Pogum, it has a notch. Now, when could have the notch taken place? You couldn't say that the notch took place any second. Let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, he was bathing the Sakim. And now it's 10 o'clock, and he looks at it, and he finds it's pogo. So you couldn't say, any second between 9 and 10, it became pogo. No. All the moments are excluded from the possibility of becoming pogo. There are only 2 moments that it could have become pogo. The moment when it was in contact with Eyob Isashrite, or another moment when it was in contact with Etzem Afrekes. All the other moments, so, are excluded from the possibility of becoming pogum then. So since we know that there are 2 moments when it became pogum, there are 2 circumstances when it became pogum, either the circumstance of its contact with Eyob Isashrite, or the other alternative is the circumstance of its contact with the Etzem Afrekes. So there are only 2 circumstances. So why should we say that this circumstance, that it was nivgam through its collision, through its contact with the etzem afrekes? My chosis, if you see the There are no two things that we have to consider. And the diminution of the nega could have taken place any second within that interval of 7 days. So mele, we rely on chazokeh, and we say that the status quo remained. Until when? Until the last moment. But here in the case of Sakin, so the change of the status quo took place in one of two situations. Either at the time of its contact with the Yomis HaShrite, or at the time of its contact with the Etzem HaFrekes. So Memele, Ravune holds, my choses that we should be tailored in its contact with of the Etzem HaFrekes. So we have to be cheshish, maybe it came pogum at its contact with the Yomis HaShrite. That's the reason. But in the case of Nega, so there is no circumstance to which it is attributable. Any special circumstance which is attributable. It could have taken place any moment. So mainly we rely on the status quo and we say that the status quo changed only the last moment. But where we know that it couldn't have taken place any moment, there are two moments when it took place. And the question is, this moment or that moment, so mainly, so we cannot rely on the chazon. All right. Elo lav mishna begin on eit me achizo. Vein leim avishan hoche, de azmin lechumre. So this is the kashe, why, how can we learn out that we rely on chazoke? Even lekule. In other words, let's say, someone throws a shtar kedushin to a pnuyo, and it's a sofik whether the shtar kedushin fell sofik korev lei or sofik korev lo. So midraise she is muteres leinosek liyal because she has a cheskas pnuyo. So because of the aloch of chazoke, but from this posik we can only see that we rely on chazoke lechumre, not lekule. So Teisa says, no, midraise there is no difference whether lekule or lechumre. In the Rabbanon we could make that distinction. We rely on chazoke lechumre, not lekule. But midraise, one of shachif, we rely midraise on chazoke lechumre, so we should be able to rely on chazoke lekule as well. Midraise lechumre. Veid, daf lekule mitamle lischif kochim, because that is a kosuf, involves kule souls. Vioid, after kulam itamle lisref kochim lo vikob mim nichas lamigdosh vikom aisem isof chul lazor. Veid, then Teisa says something else. Now here Teisa mentions it to a terrific chiddush. Veid, the after kulam moikmin en hocha achazok. So this gzeras hakosuf that does not only tell us that we go bas achazoke lichumre. Let's say 5 minutes before 9 he looked at a nega and saw it at the size of a grease and he closed the door at 9 o'clock. So we rely on the chumre, and we're not that at 9 o'clock, after he looked at the nega was intact, still had the size of a grease. But even likule also, the av likule mipuno hazok. For example, the hoyo nega godel much more than a grease. It has to be a grease, a minimum of a grease. But suppose it was more than a grease. Now what's the aloha? If it has the size of a grease, so then he closes the door, he locks the house, and he keeps it closed for 7 days. Then, at the end of 7 days, he takes a look again at the nega, at the bias, where there is a nega or there is no nega. So he says, Veid, the afrikul emik minoch hazoke, In other words, let's say that when he closes the door, the nega was too greasy, not one grease. It only has to be one grease in order to be tummy. But suppose it's too greasy. So he locks the door for 7 days. Then after 7 days, he looks at the nega again and defines this time it's not two grisim, but it's still one gris. So Teisa says, so in such a halacha he becomes toya. Now that's a big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. The Teisa's Yontev, Mishnayis, Nigoyim, Perik Dalet, says the contrary. As a matter of fact, I mean, they all point out, the Rishash, others, that there is no mokir in the Mishnah Nigoyim. The Rishash was quite a bokir in Nigoyim. So there is no mokir for this din of Teisa. But Teisa says so. I mean, we don't have any mokir to the contrary, but this is a big chiddush that Teisa says. In other words, that if, let's say, when he closes the door, it had the size of 2 gris. And then, at the end of 7 days, he looks at it, and it's diminished. It's only a gris, or a gris and a half, or a gris and 3/4, but less than what it was, originally. So it's also toy, even though it still has the size of a gris. That's a big chiddush. Mr. Aswara would say, why should it be toya just because he diminished? As long as it didn't diminish to the extent of less than a gris, why should it become toya? But Teisa says so. And it seems that the Rashi Tei Nigoyim is also like that. But the Teisa's Yontev, Shite, Teisa's Yontev Shite, in Perek Dalet of Nigoyim is the contrary. Anyway, that's Teisa's Chiddushim. Voi dafli kulem ikminu hachazoki. Dimoyo nega godo. Uviseif ha-shavu ha-yochosam lima shohoyo. Mitari. V'neichish dilmo, but why mitar? V'neichush dilmo ad nofik v'yose botzal eishiure. So in other words, now he looked a week ago. So he looked at 5 minutes before 9. He saw that it was too greasy. Now after, and he closed the door at 9 o'clock. Now 7 days later, So the Kayan looks again at the Nega and defines that the Nega is not too greasing. It's a grease and a half. So it's Toya. But maybe at 9 o'clock when he closed the door, it was already a grease and a half. 5 minutes before 9, it was too greasing. But maybe between 5 minutes before 9 and 9, it was diminished. So a gris and a half. So mele, that means that since then it had to become musga, because it had a gris and a half, and now it's also a gris and a half. So it shouldn't be tome. No, but we say it shouldn't be toer. But we say it is toer. The answer is we rely on chazok. Oh, well, so v'nei chushdim adinofik v'ose botel shiurev hoyo kishio shohoyo b'seif shavua. That at 9 o'clock it already was diminished, and it was only a gris and a half. V'nimtzo shanega ime beinov, u boy has gasheni, but we don't say that boy has gasheni. So we say that he can be mitayaret. Why? Because we assume since 5 minutes before 9, it was 2 grisim, so at 9 o'clock it was also 2 grisim. Now it's only a gris and a half, so now we changed. The last moment he changed. So we see that we rely on Chazoke even liquid. Elo mishum di mitmili bishas hezker ha-chazok. Now, kuyan godo bima kipurim yechiyach. Teime, di bifiri kidiyas ha-tume amrinon, hanich nas lebayi samnu kiderech ha-cheirov, afu likulim bifnim chutz mechait meitoy. Ve'avbo labayi somarachmone, derech biyos roteirov. So here the Gemara says that Yitzir Derech HaChirov Shmo Yitzir. And the Raya is from the Yitzir of the King Godel, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Yom HaKippurim. But the Gemara in Shvuah says, Nikabi Bayi Samnugo itself, that if someone is Nichnas Lebayi Samnugo, Derech HaChirov, Afilu Kulim Bifnim, Chutz Mechait Mei Istoya. Why Chutz Mechait Mei? So the Gemara is the Kasha. Why Chutz Mechait Mei? In other words, if somebody enters a bayis amnuga, but his whole body is in the bayis, but the nose, he has a big nose, and the nose still protrudes outside of the bais, beyond the threshold. So the halacha is, he's not tummy. He's not tummy. Now the question, why? Because the knisel is a bais was not naturally with his back. He came in with his back. So the halacha is, he's tummy. As long as even the nose did not enter the house. Now, the Gemara has the kashe. Even if the nose too enter the house, because knise derech achir of lashmo knise. So why do we say chutz mechitme, even if the chitme too enter the house? So the answer is because if the chitme, if the whole body, including the nose, everything, is completely inside the bais, then it's loigora mikel. In other words, there are two halachas. One halacha is that if a person enters the bais hamnuga, he becomes tummy. And then there is another halacha that if a person is completely confined within a bais hamnuga, without beer, so the tummy can take effect as a result of two phenomena. The tummy can take effect as a result of entering the bais hamnuga, even if the whole body of the person is not confined completely within the bais hamnuga, and then there is another halacha without entering. Suppose there will be an opening in the roof, an opening in the roof. And then, with an aeroplane, he'll land into the bais, from top, from the roof, into the bais hamnuga. He'll also be tummy. Not because of any beer. That's not a beer. I mean, when you enter, when you come in through the roof, but because he's confined in the bais. And the rali is, because the halacha is, that any kelim that happen to be in the bais hamnuga are also tamei. It's not shayach to say that the keila entered. The keila was present in the bais. So mele vis-a-vis an odom, we apply the same halacha that we apply to keila. So in other words, so that's why the Gemara says in Shu'ez, afin kulim bifnim chutz mechaitnei. But if it's kulim bifnim, including the chaitem, so then he becomes tamei on the score of being confined, like kelim that happened to be confined in the house. So we don't have to resort to the tumas bia. So when do we have to resort to the tumas bia? When reishi verubei enter the house, and part of the goof is still outside of the house. So if he, let's say, suppose someone enters the natural way, and he has one leg lifted outside the house, but his whole body is already inside the house, but he has one leg lifted outside of the house, outside the house, by some nugo. So he will also be tummy, on the score of beer, he say habais. So, and then if he enters completely, so then we don't have to resort to beer, we say habais am nugo. Like Kaelin that happened to be confined in the house. So that's why the Gemara says only chutz mechaitnei, because if the chaitin too entered, so then we can ignore the element of bia, that bia derech achir of loshmo bia. But on the basis of being confined in the house system. But anyway, but we see that where it's chutz mechaitnei, so if he has to become tomei on the basis of bia, so there are bios chateiro. So, and here we say that yitzir derech achir of is ishmo yitzir, there we say bia derech achir of loshmo bia. ויש לחלק בין כניסה ליציאה, דיורכה דמילסה ביציאה, כי תלמיד הנפטר מרבי. In other words, because why do we say that ביה דרך אחר אבל לא שמו ביה? Because no sensible person will enter a house דרך אחר. A normal person will not enter the house דרך אחר. מה שאם כן, ביציאה, so sometimes a normal person will go out derech achir. Let's say if a Talmid who has great awe before a Rebbe when he parts from the Rebbe, he will not walk out. Sometimes a Talmid will not walk out the natural way. Now, so because then he'll be with his Achirov towards the Rebbe. So he'll walk out derech Achirov. So Memele, because a Talmid, Hanifta Merabe, sometimes walks out derech Achirov. So because of that, it's considered derech Yitzi. Because of the Talmid who sometimes walks out derech Achirov. Now the Babicha Hasidim, when they walk out from the Babicha Rebbe, they always walk out derech Achirov. The Babicha Rebbe. I mean, other Hasidim don't do that. Even the Satmar Hasidim, who also have great respect for the Rebbe, but they don't walk out derech Achirov. But the Babicha Hasidim, they all walk out derech Achirov. And the only ones who do not walk out derech Achirov, if he misnagit sometimes, visit the Rebbe. So we see that the Babicha Hasidim really am kaim the mitzvah of Mira Ratcho. Alright, now we're up to the Gemara. Now kaim dor gavra, one taste. The lazy or yochle makin joyo, the mechodem with Lishon Bishasez, yeah, Virosh or Yechosa, El Ritzel Forish Basinian, El Ritzel Forish Basinian, Shafakin Atzme, Hoy Yochle. Alright, the Gemara. Daf Yud Aleph. We know in the Milse Domer Rabbonon Zil Bosarube. Zil Bosarube. So the Gemara. The Gemara has the Kashe. So the Gemara has the Kashe. We know on the Chsiv Achri Rabbi Mahatitz. So first the Gemara discuss the Mokeya. The Mokeya that we go Bas Chazok. So the Mokeya is from the Posik Ligabin Gabayis. We are talking Nabayis. So from that posik we learn out. From that posik we learn out. According to Rabbi Yenison, and we pass not Rabbi Yenison. According to Rabbi Achav Yaakov, we don't learn out from that posik. No, but then there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes. There is a machlekes rishaini as to whether according to Rabbi Achav Yaakov, so we don't go with a chazoke. Or we go Bas Chazoke, except that we don't learn it out from the posik of Niga Bais. According to Rashi, so we don't go Bas Chazoke. We don't go Bas Chazoke. But according to Teisves Tafid Aleph, and the Ramban, and the Rashbo, so we also go Bas Chazoke, except that we don't learn it out from that posik. Now, how can we say that according to Rabbi Achav Yaakov, according to Rashi, we don't go Bas Chazoke, there are common mishnes, common prices, I mean, all of Shas is full with the application of that principle, that we go Bas Chazoke. So, I mentioned what the Chiddush Aran says, that according to Rabbi Achav Yaakov, we don't go Bas Chazoke in case of Niga Abayis, because it's actually valid. Because after all, it's possible to determine that the nega did not diminish without relying on chazoke. Let's say by walking out there hachirov and by opening up a window so he'll be able to see that the nega is intact after the last moment when he closes the door of the house. Oh, but everybody will agree that if it's actually he actually barrier, so we certainly rely on chazoke. Now the Gemara is discussing the mokeh for the halacha of Rov. Minor han milse on el milse dam rabonon zil basarub. Minor on dich sibach rab latis. So the Gemara says, Zerube diese kamon, gintes chaluiz, visan het vin loi kame boilon. Ki kame boilon, rube dlese kamon, kin kot nuktan, now let's say Rashi. Minor le milse aile daire le mone, or dino a milse de chazoke, no kename ho. Minor on bit me, Teisha, Chanuiz, kulo meichem zo shruta, vachat mechart zan lebeiro. Vinim tso boso beharetz. Holach acharei, halei chacharei, kto kamon, chazine et erube de ter. Visan edwin, vitnan yuvais mizakin, vidalef mechaivin. So in Zakai, now, Rashi mentions example of yuvais mizakin, vidalef mechaivin, and that is with the reason. Because he couldn't say, Yudveis Michaivin Vyudalev Mizaki. So then he won't get missing because there is aloche that we cannot rely on a Beirov with a margin of one in l'chayim, but we need at least two. So since we need at least two, so if the Sanhedrin, since the Sanhedrin is Chof Gimel, so normally you have a margin of three, not of two. Because if it's, let's say, if 12, if you have 23, and 12 will say Chayev, and 11 will say Zakai, so there is a halacha of the Siach Adam Nerois, that we cannot rely on a Beir Rov with one. With one more, that not. So in other words, so in Mele, the usual way of a Rov, in a case where the Sanhedrin is just 23, is if the split is between 13 and 10. In other words, if 13 will say Chayev, and 10 will say Zakai, so it's Chayev. But Rashi wants to mention an example of a Beir Rov, just a margin of one. So Rashi mentions you place mizakim midal of mechayim mizakim. So the Gemara says, so Ruba di se kamon loikam miboyron that we can learn out from acherab and lahakas. So what is an example of Ruba di se kamon like teishchanu is mechim psar shchuto and viachas mecheres psar neveyo and he found on the floor, he found in the market, where there are 10 stores altogether, 9 kosher, 9 shmuto, and 1 veil. He found there in the street, in the market, he found a boso, so we say called the porish, Merube porish. That's Rube the Isekam. The Shire is about Rube the Lesekam. Kot Nuktano, the Plik Rabon Aleit Rameh Yivomez, Tanyovish Kot Shabali Vomitano Yigdul Zeim Zeh. So he's allowed to live with her. But the question is, why should he be allowed to live with her? To marry her? After all, maybe she'll turn out an islandess. And that he will not know until she'll be 20 years old. Then it will be determined as to whether she's an islandess or not. But until she'll be 20 years old, it will not be possible to determine with certainty whether she's an islandess or not. So the Rabbanan say that he can marry her. He can live with her. And we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe when she'll become 20, she'll turn out to be an islandess. So that means she was never a skuko. So mele, that means he'll behave all the time. He was living with an eshesach, an isakores, an ervo. We don't have to be cheshish. Because most tanis, when they become 20 years old, do not turn out to be islanders. Only a mute. So we rely on both. That's the Rabbon. But Rameyah says no. He's not allowed to marry her. He's not allowed to live with her because of the possibility maybe she'll turn out an islander, so it'll be an Isaiah, a Shisach. So we need to pigay of the Hashim Shem Tim Tzahar and Zahar Sos. We need to pigay of the Shisach Shem Tim Tzahar. The boy in Lokim Lokhi Shem, Vaila Barochel, El Amrinon Zil Basarif Tanim, the Alme, the Inum Savisim, Vaila Hubi Lesekam. So that's an example of Hubi Lesekam. How do we know that we rely on Hubi Lesekam? From Achirab and Mate, so we can only learn out Hubi Lesekam, called the Polis, the Hubi Polis. But how do we know Hubi Lesekam? All right. אומר רב אלעזר, עשים ראשי של אילו, דיום הקרוב אינו ניתחו איסו לנסוחאו, איסו לנסוחאו ולא לנסוחאו לנסוחים. So the halacha is, now אילו is כולו קוליל. So he has to slice it. And that everything, the whole אילו, is נקטר על גב המזבח. But the halacha is that if the אילו is a trefo, so it's possible to call. So the question is, if we don't rely on love, How can we be makriv the halo? There is aloche oisol nisochel velo nisochel nisochel. So he chops off the head of the halo, the behemo, and that head he cannot chop into smaller slices. So maybe see, if it had been possible to slice the head of the halo into smaller slices, then he could cut it up and examine it and test it whether there was a nekef in the meyach or not. in the Krumameach or not. But since he's not allowed to slice it into slices, the head of the... So it's possible that the Krum Shalmeach was perforated, and he doesn't even know, because he cannot test it. So then it's possible, Akhove. So how can he be Machavet? He should be Cheshish. Now, if we don't go with a Rov, so every case of Rov should be considered like his Vekid Raisi. How can he do it? Vinei Yechushe Menikav Krum Shalmeach, Allah Mishnah, we don't go with a Rov. Mimai, Dilmer, Lispolalei, Ubodikle, so maybe he just cut it up, he cut it open, and he saw there was no perforation on the Krum Shalmeach, on the membrane of the brain. So, Vim Shuva Yisol in Tocheo. So, Mele, he couldn't cut it up, the head of the Eilo. Vlo in Sochel, in Sochim, Hane Mele Yechid Chot Echol Edamre. So, in other words, if he'll take, let's say, the head, and he'll cut it into slices, then he cannot be makrevet. But suppose he just cut it and he doesn't sever it completely. It still remains attached at one end. So then it's all right. So Mimele, since it's not necessary to slice it completely, just to cut it open, so he can do it and then he'll be able to test it. So Mimele, so the Gemara is refuting the Raya of Reb Lezer, Mireish Shalei. We cannot learn out from the Reish Shalei. That's what he goes on. So then, Ma'abed Rabino, Ma'arasi, Mishra Sesem, Bepesach. Tom Rachmon, Ebetz, Nisish, Boru, Bebe, Bilei, Choshem, Nikhaf, Kum, Shal, Meyar. So he couldn't. So the Gemara doesn't say other Kabbonis. Because other Kabbonis, there is no easier of breaking the bones. So in Mele, it's possible to test it, but by Kom Pesach, there is a law I love. That's a Moisish Berubay. So how can you test it? By breaking it open, that will pass it. There is a law. That's a Moisish Berubay. V'nei chushem nikhat kum shomeach, el law, mishun dam chinon zil basaru. Mimai, v'yumo dimonach gomar talay, v'kol alay u'bodik lay. In other words, when is it also, if he breaks it, if he takes an axe, and he breaks it, but suppose he singes it, so then it's not osa. Now so it's possible to test. It's possible to test the etzem by singeing it. That will not involve the self essence. So we'll be able to see whether there is a nekev nekum shal meyachanak. The monach gemot alim v'kol leim bodik leim singe. The tanya mechater begidim v'asir v'atzomei im b'mishur asetzem. So if you split an etzem by singeing it, you're not even an isa. Only when you take an axe and you chop. So Mimele, so the Gemara is refuting that guy also. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omar, as yemalio, dom rachmon nechel beyoal yot mimo, has to be nikter al gaba mizbeyach. So the alio, that's the zonof part. So that has to be tmimo. That has to be Tmimo. So Mimele, he cannot cut it. He cannot cut it into little pieces. So he cannot test it, because it has to be Tmimo when it's Niktal Gav Mizbeach. V'leichu Shemo Niftik Ochud HaShedre. But since he cannot cut it up into pieces, now maybe through the alio is towards the end, but there is still the last part, the lowest end of the spinal cord comes together with the alio. The lowest part of the spinal cord comes together with the alio. So Mimele, maybe it was nifsak, it was severed. And since he's not allowed to cut it, because it has to be nikter, it's nalio tmimo. So Mimele, there is a possibility that it was nifsak, so then it was possible. So, because the aloha is, that is mentioned in Evo Treifes, that when we say that nifsak chuta shedre, so it's treife only a it was not nipsak above the pelvic area. So in other words, so that means that it can live, that the behemoth can live. So he says, so in v'chiteime dimitatoye posako, dimitatoye posako. In other words, that he'll cut off the alye, the zone of the tail part beneath the pelvic area. And beneath the pelvic area, let's say, suppose if the pelvic area is around here, and if you cut off the alye from the spinal cord beneath the pelvic area, so mimele, then he can cut up the spinal cord above the cut off part of the alye, and that he can examine it. So the Gemara is, so we'll be able to examine it. V'chitein el hatoye posek lo v'yuma seitzo marachmono mokim shakroyis hiatzis. So that means that when he's maktia, the zone of part of the behemoth, so he has to cut it off a little high above the pelvic area. It's just adjacent where the kidney is. So that means, so since he has to cut it off above the pelvic area, so that means, and so he has to cut off part of the spinal cord where if it's nipsak, it is still painful, and he cannot do it. That's what the Gemara assumed, because the whole thing that he cuts off, so has to be nikta, intact. So that part, so there might be a nifsak in that part that is a little above the pelvic area, so, and that is together with the zonov. So that has to be niktar intact. So maybe it's nifsak, so it's safer. So we must say it over Achman, Mokim Shaklo is Yitzis. Mimai, Vilmedi Posachle, Ubodiklo. So no, why couldn't he before he cuts off the zone of part with part of the spinal cord, why doesn't he just split open the whole spinal cord from the end till the top, the spinal cord? But then you say, if he splits it open, so then it's not an aliyot nimo? No, so it's still an aliyot nimo. That when is it not an aliyot nimo? If he cuts it completely, if he slices it completely. But if it remains attached, even though he cut it open completely, the whole spinal cord, then it's all right. He can still be makter it. So maybe it's possible to be beidik. My dilma di posach li body claw. Vi mishum kmimo. Hanu bila hecha di chotu li gamle. Aval hecha di life, as long as it doesn't become completely severed, so it's okay. So in other words, so he cannot mention a raya. From Chelbi Aliyot Mimo. So the question is, from which posik do we learn out that we as little masarub? So Rav Shein says, "Lo idravi deomar asya megla arufe domarach mone arufo kishish leimo teve." So it cannot be beidiket. It has to be ishleimo. Vileichu shlo matreifi elolav mishinam rinon zil basarub vichitei mimanaf kemine. After all, this is not nikre from the mizbeach eglaruf. The eglarufo is done in achleisa. So who says that it cannot be a treif? In kobones there is aloche that if it's a treif, it's possible. But eglarufo, that's not a problem. You have to be leif the eglo. So maybe even if it's a treif, it's kshelo. So the Gemara says no. V'chiteime mein afke mine, even if it's a treif, it doesn't matter. No, it does matter. Or amred b'rabyanai kaporek sibik kochim. It's not a korban, but kaporek sibik kochim. So treif is puzzles in a glarufe. So the question is, how we cannot be paidik because it's aloch of shleimo. You cannot perform an autopsy upon the eglo arufo, because then if you perform an autopsy upon the eglo, so it will be puzzle for a glarufe. So you cannot, and still you can be aware of it. And we take it for granted that it's not a treifa. Why? Because of beimis, even treifas. Oh. So the other Yalfus is the Gemara refuted the limud. But this Yalfus, the Gemara does not refute the limud. So that's the first unrefuted Yalfus that the Gemara mentions. In other words, you learn out from Megarav. Then Rabbi Barafili Omar, there's another Yalfus. Asya miporaduma, Doma Rachmona Vishochat Visora. Mashrito so kishi shleimo. Afripo so kishi shleimo. So even in the time of the Sreifo, it has to be shleimo. So you cannot test it. So we leichush, yuma treifri, elav, mishum damdum and zilbasarov. But again, v'chitimim and afkimine. Who says that treifri is possible in paradume? After all, paradume is not a regular call. So, Gemara says, chatos kari rachmon, it's not a regular call. And paradume essentially is berkabais. But, chatos kari rachmon, so it involves the psulim. It is subject to all the psulim of Kachim Mizbeach as well. So in other words, so treifa is possible, and we cannot test it because it has to be a shleima when you burn paradume. So how do we know that it is? It is. So how do we know that it's not a treifa? That it's not a treifa. Maybe it is a treifa. Then so we rely on Rav. So according to one mandoma, we learn it out from Meglar Rufo. According to another mandoma, we learn it out from paradume. Chavach bar Yaakov omar asim suyam shaleya. Drachmonom avlo kashni asirim shishneim shovim vileichush dil mechad minaye shneim shovim. Now one soil you cast lots. So one of the soil sirim is destined to be soil Hashem. Soil Hashem certainly cannot be a treif because soil Hashem is a regular call. So since there is aloche shiyu shneim shovim, so that means just as a treif cannot be used for the soil Hashem, so treif cannot be used for the soil Azozlin. Can be used for the soil Azozlin? Vileichush. Vilmechadnai treif. If we don't go Basarov, how can we ever be makhil the soil Mishalayah? But we should chichish maybe it's a treif. Elav, we should not limit zil Basarov. Vichitay me my naftal limonay. Hoing yel kovoyal Azozel, bitover orol vishem. In other words, the same halacha, all the psulim I mentioned before, the same halacha, all the psulim that apply to the soil Hashem apply also to soil Azaz. Soil Azaz. Because when you cast the lots, so each one of the two seerim has to be rolled for either. And then the gevul determines, but each one has to be rolled for either. V'chitei medibat kinolei, maybe we are baiting it. V'atnam lo yimagi al imachtis or atchinase ivorim ivorim. Ivorim ivorim. So until you hurl it down, until the shliach hurls it down from the top of the mountain in the midbar, so then it has to be intact. You cannot cut it up. And then after it is hurled down from the cliff of the mountain, so the halacha is, you have to hurl it from the cliff of the mountain such a way that it should become broken up into pieces. So once it is broken up into pieces, you can't test it. It's impossible to test it. Right? So in other words, so one mandoma learns it out from Suyam Shaleach. So we have a number of alfuses. One mandoma learns it out from Megla Rufe, one mandoma learns it out from Paratume, one mandoma learns it out from Suyam Shaleach. Rav Mori Omar. Asye mi mate ovi vime. Dio me rachmone katle. Vileichush dio me lav ovi vu. Elav mishin dam rinon. Zil bas arupe. Rebile isach arabba. So Rav Mori says that we learn how the aloch of azlinon bas arupe. Fa mate ovi vime. Because the Torah says that if a child makes a chabur in ovi vime, he's chayav mise. How do we know that he is his father? Maybe not. So as far as the mother is concerned, so we cannot prove that we go basarot, or that we go basachazot. So because it's possible that we have aides. We have aiding who saw that this woman gave birth. Let's see the doctor, so they can be the aiding. So that this woman gave birth to this child. But as far as the father is concerned, so how do we know in respect to any reputed father that he is a father? Maybe he's not a father. The answer is because we go basarov. We go basarov. Leichus no mamov. Allah mishnamlinan zil basarov. Now Taisa says the Gemara could have refuted that try because maybe over there, so it's not because we go basarov, but we go basar chazoki. We already learned out that we go basar chazoki. So in other words, so the mother, we have to be maimi the mother in cheskas kashres, because if her husband is not the father of her child, so memele then means that she is not a kshero, that she was mizane. That's the isis kash. So how do we know that we go basarov? But some say because the Gemara in Seita says that even if a prutzi, even a woman, let's say a married woman, but we know she's a prutzi. We know she's a prutzi. So her child, and she has a husband. So the halacha is, the Gemara in Seita says, that we go basarov, rei bilis, holachah rabal, and we alpidin, we take it for granted that it's the child, that her child is the child of her husband, And let's say if you behave in her husband, he'll also be chayav mis. All right, but Taisa says that kasha. How do we know this thing? All right, that's so. The Gemara in Seita says that. So Taisa says the kasha. So the Gemara in Seita says that because we know Gosarov, but we couldn't learn it out. Maybe in Ochaname, maybe the aloche of Makor Vim, it doesn't apply to a case where the mother of the child is a prutze. And when does it apply to a case where she's not a prutze? So then it's on the basis of chazoke, but basarov we don't go. All right, so let's say it's kash. The asim makel vimi, no rachmoni katle, vidil delay chush dil malav avivu, elav mishnam rinon zil basarub evrei bilis acharaba, mimai dil mekikon shohoyo, ovivim echavushim bisasori. So mele, there is no possibility. In other words, they were the only two in the Beis HaSoy. So there is no possibility that she conceived from someone else. So Gemara says, "Afelochi na petropis la'ayis." Monefshach, because if we don't go basarov, so there is a possibility. I mean that the child is the child not of the one who was a prisoner, but of the guard of the Beis HaSoy, because in apotropis la'ayis. So the answer is because we rely on them. All right. Rav Kano Omar, Asya Mehirgis HaNefesh. The Omar Rachmone, now here there is a very strange Rashi. And this is the basic Gemara on the question of autopsies. This Gemara. Rav Kano Omar, Asya Mehirgis HaNefesh. So Yiritzeach is chayiv misa. Now suppose someone kills a treife. So he's potter of misa because gavrek teilek kokot. So the question is, if we don't go basarov, how can we meet out misa against the Yiritzeach? Maybe the nirzach was a treife. So the Yiritzeach is not chayiv misa. The answer is, rov niodom are not treifes. So we rely on Rov. So it's a Rai, we go Basarov. V'leichesh du metreika. El olav misham gulen zil Basarov. V'chitei medibat kinulei. In other words, we have performed an autopsy. Maybe we don't go Basarov. But then you ask, how can Bez Sanhedrin meet out Mise against the Ritzeach? Maybe the Nirzar, the Nerak, is a treife? No. So when can Sanhedrin meet out Mise against the Ritzeach, only if the Sanhedrin performed an autopsy upon the Nirzach, upon the Nerak, and they saw that he's not a treif. V'chiteime dibatkinolei. So, in other words, that Mise is only meted out on the Ritzeach, against the Ritzeach, if the Nirzach was Nivdek. How can you perform an autopsy upon upon the Nirzach, it's a nis, it involves a Nisar of Nivla Mes. So from this Gemara we see that the Gemara Mefereshes that Nivla Mes is a Nisar Raisa. Because if Nivla Mes had been only Nisar Rabbanon, so then the Gemara couldn't say, Hokamim, well, but with the Raisa it's Mutar, so the Torah says, we should meet how it means, but first we have to perform an autopsy upon the Nirzach. So it's a Raya, then it's a Nisar Raisa. Now, what is a Raisa does it involve? So obviously, I mean, this is what all the Talmudim said. I mean, it's a double poshut. The Isa the Raisa is implicit in the love of Lysolinus Nivlosi Aleit. So we arrive a Nivlames even Bisheval Taisa. Let's say, if someone has a disease and he lets him stay unburied overnight when it was possible to have him buried. Let's say the same day, so it's a very love of the solemnness of the Aleids. So Aleids, Nivlames, Allah has come with, there he doesn't do anything. He's just passive. Let's say the family postpones the funeral for a few days. So they are a love, the Raise. Because of Nivlames, the solemnness of the Aleids, Allah has come with, if actively you perform an autopsy upon the mess, so you are never be dying. So it certainly comes within that isa. And then, so the song is the vose does not only in love involve a love bishamal taise, but it involves a love bikumvase as well. That's the isa. Hokamim, well, so there's an isa that I say to the novelist a mess. Now, here we have the strange rash. Vichitaime mishumi put nishome dahai. Ninavle, and if you are going to say, no, true, generally there is an Isser. There is an Isser to be Ninavle Mess, to perform an autopsy. But here, in order to save the life of the person, so mainly we are allowed to perform an autopsy. This is how Rashi says. V'chiteime, mishumibud nishomet ha'yretzeach, diloy leimus, So Rashi says that the Gemara is saying, so we are allowed to perform an autopsy upon the Nerak. Now let's say certain organs could not even be tested. Let's say suppose the Ritzeach killed the Nirzach with the scythe, with the sword, and he used the sword, let's say, against the heart, against the lung of the Nirzach. So how can you be sure that there was no nekev in the krumale, in the membrane of the heart? Now that then it becomes a treife. Maybe that Nirzach, before the Ritzeach, used the sword on the heart or the lungs of the Nirzach, of the victim, it already had a nekev. So now you cannot detect that nekev because the sayef of the Ritzeach was used on that. So maybe it will be impossible. It will be impossible to be bathing that spot. So even by performing an autopsy, so it will be impossible to prove that there was no nekev, let's say, in chemical side. But all right, this is how Rashi says. But the question is, how does Rashi explain the Gemara? So Rashi says, "Mishumibud nishom edahay retziyadoi leimus, mishum dibino mishof deido vitzulo eido, ninvele lehay nerak, vilav mishtakatrei v'yod retziyazeh." So in other words, Rashi explains that the Gemara is saying, perhaps in order to save the life of the retziyach, we are allowed to perform an autopsy. So Rabbi Nigarshin explains it differently. And Rabbi Nigarshin's pshat, we can understand, it involves a chidesh. What we can understand, it makes good sense. Rabbi Nigarshin says, "V'chiteim mishumibut nishome, kleima mishumikatlina noritzeach but kinale, vi trebu, lui tatlino lo itseach, vi loi tatlino. In other words, Rabbi Yashin says, mishimibit nishome, mishimibit, not as Rashi explains, in order to prevent the nibut nishome of the itseach, in order to possibly spare the life of the itseach. So we should perform an autopsy upon the nerak. The Rabbi Yashin says, no, vi retaimu mishimibit nishome, in order to be miabid nishome of the Ritzeach. After all, there is a mitzvah b'arto romik abecho. So, just as it is a mitzvah to spare the life of a person who possibly might be innocent, so it's a mitzvah to carry out the execution of the guilty party of the Ritzeach. So, Mimele, in order to enable Sanhedrin to execute the Ritzeach, So it's mutar to perform an autopsy upon the nirzach. Why? Because, in other words, we are assuming, the Gemara is saying, maybe we don't go basarov. Now, if we don't go basarov, so without a conclusive proof that the nerat was no treife, so then we cannot mutar, we cannot execute the nirzach. But after all, there is a mitzvah of behar toron mekebechor. So, memele, and we couldn't execute the nirzach unless we prove conclusively that the Nerag was a Sholem. How can we prove conclusively that the Nerag was a Sholem? By performing a thorough autopsy on all the organs of the Nerag. So even though that will involve an Nivul HaMes and indignity to the Mes, but in order to enable the Sanhedrin to fulfill the mitzvah of Be'at Oro Mikabecho, maybe it's mutar to subject the Nerag to an indignity. To be minaver the mess. That makes good sense. But of course it involves the big chiddush. That in other words, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Be'at Oro Mikabecho, we can perform an autopsy. All right. But it makes good sense. But Rashi rejected. Rashi knew the perush of Rabbi Negashi. So Rashi rejected the Rabbi Negashi's pshat. Because apparently Rashi didn't like Rabbi Negashi's pshat. Why? Because apparently Rashi held that there is no heter to subject a disease to an indignity in order to enable Sanhedrin to become a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah has to be fulfilled, but not at the expense of Isurim, since there is a nisa deraisa to be minavle mes. So that does not give us any heter to be minavle mes in order to enable the Sanhedrin to be mekayim. The mitzvah b'ato omet mechon. That is Rav Nigyashin's pshat. But Rashi is chinkah Rav Nigyashin. So memele Rashi explained that v'chiteime mishum nibut nishom et ha'ir etzeach. Diloi leimus. Mishum nibinom v'shoftu eidom v'itzilu eidom. In order to prevent the etzeach from being executed. So everybody raises the question against Rashi. On the contrary, how can we say that Sanhedrin should be mutar to be minavel the mess in order to prevent the execution, in order to prevent the execution of the Ritzeach, Monefshech. If we go Basarov, then we don't have to do anything. We just take it for granted that the Nerak was a Shalom. But we say all that if we are to assume that we don't go Basarov. So if we don't go Basarov, so that means, so as long as the Nerak is not tested, is not subjected to an autopsy, so then it's isophic whether the Ritzeach is chayiv miseh or the Ritzeach is not chayiv miseh. We don't go basarov, so it's a regular sophic. So memele, we cannot, in sophic nefashis lehokul, we cannot chas v'sholem execute a person on the basis of sophic. Maybe he's chayiv miseh, maybe he's chayiv miseh, but maybe he's not chayiv miseh. Maybe the nerag is a treif. So that means if we don't subject the nerak to an autopsy, we cannot execute the Ritzeach. So the autopsy is not indispensable towards sparing the life of the Ritzeach. On the contrary, let us not subject the nerak to an autopsy. So then it will be sophic to Sanhedrin as to whether the Ritzeach is chayim is or not. So then he'll be spared. So his life will be spared. So why should we be minabel the Nerag in order to save the life of the Ritzeach? On the contrary, if we do subject, So in all probability, what will happen? What will the test or the autopsy show? In all probability. We don't go Basarov. We are assuming you don't go Basarov. But in all probability, it will show that he's a Sholin, because most people are Sholin. So then he will be executed. But if we refrain from an autopsy, then we'll certainly be spared. So on the contrary, so it doesn't even make sense, Rashi's Pshat. So there's the kasha that is raised by all the Nisikeirim of the Gemara against Rashi. So it doesn't even make sense. Now, it is obvious that the reason as to why Rashi rejected Rabbi Yosef Pshat, which makes such wonderful sense in the Gemara, because Rashi held that we are not allowed to be in Avli Mes in order to enable Sanhedrin to carry out the mitzvah of the Adorom Kibach. All right, but Rashi's Pshat doesn't make sense. Now, so we have to say in Rashi that the Pshat is as follows. Now, here the Gemara mentions that the Yalfuse of Ritzeach after the Adaram Roy mentioned other Yalfuses. And the other Yalfuses are not refuted by the Gemara. So Rav Sheishes, Breid Ravide, deduced the Aloche of Hazim and Basarube, he deduced it from Egbarufe, and that's not refuted. And then Rabbi Barav Shile deduced it from Poradume, and that's not refuted. Rav Achba Yaakov deduced it from Seir HaMishaleach, and that's not refuted. And then Rav Mori deduced it from Makor Vimei, and that's not the Gemara doesn't refute. But in respect to Rav Mori, Teisve says that the Gemara could refute it. But the Gemara didn't bother to refute it, because after all, there are the Yalfuses. So that means that Teisve holds in respect vis-a-vis Rav Mori's Yalfuse, that could also be refuted. Because maybe we don't go Basarov, we could say. And the reason is why Makor Vime is Chayv Mise, because we rely on the Cheskes Kashres of the mother. And the Inachaname, if the mother is not a Ksheiro, is a Pruso, so Inachaname, then her child is not Chayv Mise for being Makor. But the Adi Alfuses, from Eglarufe, from Paradume, Soir HaMishtaleach, that is not refuted. So Memele, now, so Rav Kane, who says, Asim Erek Zanefesh, knows the Alfuses. He knows the Alfuses of Rabbi Barashile and of Rav Sheishes and Rav Acheva Yaakov. Why does he have to mention a Alfuse from Ritzeach? The answer is, if not for the Alfuse from Ritzeach, so he could say, true, we go Basarov in Isuri, in all Isuri Draise. In only sorry the rice, in only sorry, but Nifosh is not. Why Nifosh is not? Because there is an extra love the rice that we should not meet out Nifoshes on the basis of Umdre. The Rambam mentions it. Does anyone have a Rambam? The Sanhedrin, the rest have a Rambam. There is a special advice not to meet out in Foshes on the basis of Unden, circumstantial evidence. But not only the kind of circumstantial evidence that is sometimes used, which is relatively very faint, even the strongest circumstantial evidence, when it seems to be beyond the shadow of a doubt, even such circumstantial evidence, so there is a special love that I say, not to meet out din in the foshes, on the basis of Umden. The Rambam Perikhof Milchus Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph says, in besten einshin beimed adas, elo al pi eidim b'raye bruhe, afilu rohuo eidim reide v'chachavere, v'hisro boi, v'limeneim, that's the story of Shimon Meshotach, when Shimon Meshotach saw in Yerushalayim one person chasing another person with his sayef, and then, so he went after him to find him, and then when he found him, so he saw the Redev was standing with his head bent over the Nirdev, and the Nirdev was already dead, and the dam was chasing from the Nirdev. But he didn't see the Etzem Ari. So Shimon Meshotach said, I cannot be done you because there are no Edim who saw how he killed, but I know that you are the killer. And he cursed him, and then a moment later, a nochosh beat that Ritzeach and he died. So even in such a case, Bezdin cannot be done. I mean, such strong circumstantial evidence. In Bezdin, that would not even be called circumstantial evidence today. But this is called Umden. In Bezdin, ein shim beim dada sel al pi edim biraye bure. Afin ruhu edim reide vachavere, vi hisro be, ve limu ineyem, oi shenichnisu achov lechur, vi nichnisu achov, ומצאו הורג ומפרפר, והסייב מנתיב דם, ביד ההרג, היו ולראו באי שיקו, עם בזן הרגים בידי זו, ועל זה וקייצה בי, נאמר, ונוקי וצדיק על תארק. So it's a special advice. Now, there is also a halacha, that the Mishnah Sanhedrin mentioned, so the Rambam Paskin said, in Lechus Ritzeach Hashem Ras Nefesh, that if someone is hearing, you see, all Mibis is Bezdin, so if they are not, if Bezdin cannot carry out the Nifoshes, so he's spotted. But Baritzeach, there is a special aloche, that if someone is a Ritzeach, but he wasn't Mikabud Asroi, no Asroi, or it's an Edeis Miochedes, so we cannot meet out Saif against the Ritzeach, so Bezdin is keli seisei l'kife. Kife is also a capital punishment, but kife is a capital punishment not directly, but the Bezdin, he puts them in beis haseyar, and they give the person, the one who is nigmar din l'kife, lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz, and the end he dies. So it's a miset l'kron. And kife, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, requires gmar din in Sanhedrin. It's not, kife is not just a heter that Bezdin can, that Bezdin has a heter, you know, to meet out kife against Rotzri. No, it also requires Sanhedrin and Mardin, but it's a different kind of a Mrs. Bezdin. It's pogrom. So, the Rambam in Perigdalis Mechus Ritzeach Shmiras Nefesh says, Haherik Nifoshis, Vimohoyu Shom Edim Reini Sikiachas, Elo Rohu O Echod Achar O Echod, Oy Shohorag Bifne Edim Bile Asroi, או שהוכרו שאוהדים בבדיקס, ולא יהוכרו שבחקירס, כל אלו הרצחונים קייסי נעשי לקיפה, ומאכיל נעשי עם לחם צער, ומים לחס, אשר ייצרו מהיהם, ורקח מאכיל נעשי סיירים, עד שתפקע קריסו מכבד אחר. מכבד אחר. So, that's also a חיוב מיסה, but it's a מיסה through grom, not by your dad. Unlike the Dalek Mrs. Bezin, Skilis Reber, Chenek, which is a Mise B'Yodayim, so this is very common. But that requires Gmar Din, it's also Mrs. Bezin. But this, the special stringencies that apply to Mrs. Bezin do not apply to Kif. So even if it is an Iris B'Yachedes that is kosher in the Momenes, Iris B'Yachedes, and it's not kosher in the Mephoshes, let's say, if two Eidim saw a person, Echod Yisrael Mechalun Zeh, Echod Yisrael Mechalun Acher. So in the Momenes, it's a good Eides, but in the Foshes, it's possible. But by Ritzeach, it's case is like Kifeh. Adam is chayuv in mitzvahs based on, let's say, Avodah Zarah, Chilul Shabbos, Arayos. So he's potter of mitzvah altogether. But by Ritzeach, he's chayuv kifi. But kifi is also mitzvahs based on, but it is not subject to the same chumres that the regular mitzvahs based on is subject. So in other words, if, let's say, it's Elias Miachedes, so Elias Miachedes, or hukhu shu'aidim b'bdikes, v'loi hukhu shu'bichkires, so case nesu l'kifi. So Mimele, apparently Rashi Shita is that it's not that Rav Tane wanted to prove from Hirik Nefesh that we go Basarov Midrais. That we know from the Alfuse of Eglarufe, from Poradume, Soiram Shalayach. So we know that. So we know that Rav is considered a Vada. But Rav Tane mentions a Raya. Rav Tane mentions a Raya from Ritzeach, because we could say the true that Rav is in Mivarea. But vis-a-vis in the Foshes, there is a loche, there is a lab deraise, we know Kivitzadik al Tarek, that we cannot rely on Wundene. Even the kind of Wundene, like the case of Shimon Meshotach. I mean, is there any shaile that person, that really was the Ritzeach? I mean, is there any doubt? Of course it's a Vada. But in the Foshes, there is a special aloche, that there has to be direct testimony that Edim who saw how the Ritzeach killed the Nirtzach. And if they didn't see it, even though there are rayas, all kinds of rayas, so Mimele, we cannot rely on it. But in Kolatere Kuli, we rely on Rovin, we rely on Chazoke, we rely on Mike, on all kinds of rayas, but we couldn't meet out capital punishment on the basis of Mike and Chazoke. So Mimele, Rav Kane knew very well that we rely on Rov and all the rises because of the Alfuse from Eglarufe, the Alfuse from Poradume, the Alfuse from Soyam Shalayach. But the question is, maybe Nefoshes not, because Nefoshes, we cannot rely on Umdene in Nefoshes. So maybe we cannot rely on Rov either. So he says, no, Rov, we can rely on Rov even in regard to Nefoshes. Even though there is. But suppose we do not rely on Rov in regard to Nefoshes, but in all Isurei D'Raiseh we certainly rely on Rov. That's the Alfuse from Eglarufe, from Poradume, from Soyam Shalayach. So even assuming that Rov is not effective vis-a-vis the Nefoshes, but vis-a-vis Kife, the halacha is that even an Eides, Miyachedes, that is possible with Gabi Nefoshes, but with Gabi Kife it is kosher. Why? Because Kife does not have all the chumres of Nefoshes. So Mimele, even if we were to assume that we don't rely on Rov Ligabi Nefoshes, but Ligabi Kife, Rov would be effective. Because Kife, the image of Kife, does not have the chumre of Dalet Mrs. Bez. So Mimele, Rashi says, V'chiteinu b'shem ibn nishom edahai ritziyad leilemus. Because Rashi Shite is not like Rabbi Gersh. Rabbi Gersh Shite is, in order to execute the Ritzeach, we can be minavil. Rashi Shite is no. There is no heter to be minavil emes for the purpose of executing the Ritzeach, to be kind of mitzvah of But assuming that we don't go Masachov Likav Nefoshes, why? Because there is a aloche of Inoki Mitzadik Al Tarek, and because of Inoki Mitzadik Al Tarek, we cannot meet out Nefoshes on the basis of Eides Miachedes. That's mentioned in the Rambam. So the same love that tells us that we cannot meet out Nefoshes on the basis of Umdene tells us also that we cannot meet out Nefoshes on the basis of Eides Miachedes. Still Kife, we can meet out. So maybe that means that Kife can be meted out on the basis of Umdene. Kife can be meted out on the basis of Umdene. So Mimele, even if we are to say that Rov is not effective with Gabi Nefoshes, but it's certainly effective in Kol Yisurei Teire, we have the other Alfus. So it's like Umdene. So Mimele, Kive he could get. So Mimele, the Gemara says, V'chiteime mishum ibud nishom edahai min vele. Because, let's say that we don't go Basarov. So Mimele, if we don't go Basarov with Gabi Nefoshes, so we cannot meet outside against the Ritzeach. Unless we find find out that he is Ishor. Unless we find out that the Nirzach was Ishor. So he said, but if we don't find out that the Nirzach is Ishor, so then we cannot meet out Sayyid. But Kife will have to meet out, even without finding out that it is Ishor. Because as far as Kife is concerned, we'll take it for granted on the basis of law that he is Ishor. But there is a possibility that he is a traitor. That if an autopsy will be performed, so then the autopsy will determine that this person had a perforated heart. It's possible. It's not very likely. So there is such a possibility. And then, if the autopsy will determine that he had a perforated lung, so melee, he will not get even kippah. So the life of this Ritzeach will be spared. So because of that possibility of sparing, of possibly sparing the life of the Ritzeach from kippah, because what difference does it make? If we put him in the kippah, if Bezdin will be done in the kippah, he'll also die. And there is a possibility that the Nirzach is a treife. And if the Nirzach has a perforated lung, so an autopsy will verify that. Then the Sanhedrin will not even be game of deen him likife as well. So his life will be spared. So maybe it's muter to be minabil the Nerak for the possibility of sparing the life of sparing the life of avoiding execution, death for kiveh of the Ritzeach. So he says, no, suppose that this couldn't even verify it. This is how Rashi explains it. All right. Now, you know, not long ago, so there was the incident of a wonderful young man who was killed, Erev Yom Kippur Yaroslavich. He was killed, he was a diamond broker. So, there is a chashad, the police is cheshet, I mean, they don't say it, but they are cheshet, an Israeli Jew, who is a big tachshit. So there is substantial evidence against him, but of course the police wouldn't say a word, I mean, until they pile up all the evidence. Now, he had Yaroslavich's body in his closet, in his office. On 47th Street, he had it for a few days. And then he mentioned an unbelievable story. Maybe it is true, I don't, who knows? I mean, an unbelievable story. So then, the police wanted to perform an autopsy. So someone said that it's also hard to perform an autopsy. I mean, they called me here. And I told them, it's the biggest mitzvah to perform an autopsy. I mean, on this Nerek. Because it's not only in the machlekes between Rabbi Gershon and Rashi. You see, according to Rabbi Gershon, in order to enable Sanhedrin to be mikayim b'arto or mekabecho, so he can be menabe. Rashi is chilek because it's not such a tzeirech. I mean, and if we don't execute the Ritzeach, so there is no sakone for anybody else. But here, because over there we know who the Ritzeach is. It's a question whether he should be executed or not. But here, it's a question of finding the Ritzeach. So it's negeyes sakonis nefoshes of many, many people. So it's certainly muter to perform an autopsy. Not only it's muter, it's the biggest mitzvah. It will be a terrific crime if they will not perform an autopsy upon Yaroslavich. So of course they performed an autopsy. But they still don't have conclusive evidence. Rabbeinu Omar, Asriye Meidim Zemim, Doma Rachmone Vasisem Leika Shazoma, Vileichu Shdil Mehav Beasidu Beit Reifah Haveh. So maybe the Nidin was a treife. So even though they were Zoman,